Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a WRAL weather alert day in effect for tomorrow with a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline for those storms.
A community coming together to show it cares. The effort happening in Durham today to send young people a message to stop the violence.
Some prominent North Carolina business owners are joining the call against new abortion restrictions in our state. Why they say there could be economic consequences if Governor Cooper's veto does not hold.
A new Vegas-style casino opens today, just 90 minutes from Raleigh. The expectations officials have for the new Caesars Danville, trying to draw gamblers from the Triangle to make that drive. Never roll the dice when you join us for news. We appreciate it, and we leave nothing to chance here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. How's this for luck, though? This gorgeous sunrise to kick off our Monday. No intense heat for the week, so that's good news. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at how our morning is shaping up.
Hey, you guys are on a roll. Okay, we're going to stop. I promise we're going to stop. All right, we do have some clouds over Durham right now. This is, of course, a live look at the DBAP. It's going to be a fairly gray day today. 65 degrees is our current temperature around the Triangle area. But we do have some cooler temperatures in some spots, even down to the south around Fayetteville and Clinton. Temperatures are in the mid-50s. We're looking at upper 50s in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, and 53 in South Hill. That's actually our cool spot at the moment. So kind of depending on where you are, you may or may not need a jacket. You won't need a raincoat this morning, but we're going to transition to a few stray sprinkles late this afternoon and this evening. Our high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. We do have that WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. It's really going to be mainly along and north of I-85, but we'll see a line of thunderstorms that moves all the way across the viewing area, so everybody could see some heavy rain and some strong winds with that tomorrow. We're going to wake up tomorrow morning to just a few patchy light showers. It's not likely to be enough to cause a real impact for the morning commute. We'll see a few showers up through lunchtime. But then right around 3 or 4 o'clock, we see this line of thunderstorms moving through, and it's out of the area by around 7. That's going to bring us our best chance for severe storms, but we could see another round between, say, 10 and midnight. So this is a look at our hour-by-hour rain chances. A few light showers, a few sprinkles up through lunchtime, and then that chance ramps up to a line of thunderstorms that comes through in the afternoon and evening. We'll talk about how much rain comes along with this coming up. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now as we check traffic around the Triangle. We do have a crash up on the northwest side of Raleigh right now at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue at Briar Creek Parkway, but we're not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors just yet in that area. And it looks like this is a pretty minor crash, so it should get cleared up fairly quickly. Just a heads up as you head through that area. Want to head out to Cary for a live look at US 1 and 64 at Tryon Road. The headlights you see are northbound coming in from Apex, and right now it's a smooth ride from 55 in Apex all the way up to I-40 in Raleigh. Renee.
Brian, thank you. Today, North Carolina business owners will speak against an effort to restrict abortions in our state. This as Republicans look to cement that effort into law as soon as this week. WRAL's Nye Hardin is live in Raleigh with the big battle shaping up over this issue and what's happening today with that. Nye.
Yeah, Renee, at least a handful of businesses in the Raleigh area, they are saying no to the abortion bill changes. Owners like Ashley Christensen and David Meeker from Trophy Brewing have launched a petition for businesses against Senate Bill 20. This morning, they will hold a news conference to talk about the economic impacts of the abortion restrictions. Over the weekend, Governor Cooper participated in a rally saying he rejected the bill. The veto was signed at the rally. The bill would reduce the cutoff for many abortions from 20 weeks to 12 and add several other restrictions. Supporters say the bill will save lives, Cooper calling the bill dangerous. State Republicans have a supermajority in the House and Senate. A vote to override the veto is expected to happen this week. And businesses will be meeting this morning at 10 o'clock. This at the Trophy Brewing. Nye Hardin, WRAL News in Raleigh.
We're working to get some more information this morning about an ATV crash that left two people dead in Raleigh. It happened on Pool Road near Rush Street around 7 last night. Police say the two people who were on that ATV died after the crash that also involved a car. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there on the scene. The person who was driving the car was not hurt, and police say that person is not expected to face charges. The crash forced Pool Road to be closed for several hours.
A tractor-trailer driver is dead after a fiery crash in Nash County. Take a look at this video from a WRL viewer showing the tractor-trailer engulfed in flames. This happened around 2:30 Sunday afternoon on I-95 heading south near Sharpsburg and Sandy Cross. Authorities say the truck driver died at the scene. We're told a woman driving the other car involved in the crash was taken to the hospital with a broken ankle. Witnesses say the tractor trailer was in the right lane when it suddenly veered left and into the car. Both went off the road before slamming into a line of trees.
A Las Vegas-style casino opens today, and it's just a short drive from the Triangle. The flashing lights and screens of more than 700 slot machines are coming to Caesars, Virginia. It's just across the state line in Danville, about an hour and a half drive from Raleigh. The casino opens inside a massive tent on the site of a future $650 million resort. It is expected to draw a lot of people from our area.
Everything right now has been speculation, but we're really looking forward to seeing the demand that this business will drive and the customers and where they'll come from.
It is expected that 30% of the traffic headed to the casino will come from the Triangle. Bigger resort is expected to open next year. This morning, every student in Durham Public Schools will stop and take a moment to reflect on children who have died from gun violence. It's being called a Day of Remembrance. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham with this new piece of what is a much larger effort. Laura?
Jeff, right now we are in the heart of downtown Durham where this very important message will be on full display. A school board member tells me they want to show students impacted by gun violence that there is a community who cares about change, who cares about protecting them. So at 10 o'clock this morning, schools, businesses, and community members are encouraged to take this moment of silence for the lives lost. Now, 18 people under the age of 18 have been shot in Durham so far this year, and four of them have died. Right now, you're looking at Sky 5 video from that tragic shooting near Hillside High School earlier this year. City, county, and school leaders are coming together to show a commitment to safety and wellness. School board member Javanya Lewis organized this with a goal to provide youth with more positive lifestyle opportunities, including job training, employment, and extracurricular activities.
We are teaching wellness skills throughout Durham in this moment of silence, remembering those impacted by violence. This is not the beginning, nor is this the end. There's more work that we have to do as a community.
And a much larger public event is happening here at the Bull in downtown Durham at 5:30 this afternoon, where Durham leaders are going to be reading a resolution. There's also going to be performances by students and spoken word. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
And happening right now in the WRL Live Center, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in England today. He is meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. He arrived in the UK. They met at Sunak's home in the English countryside. The two leaders will hold discussions on Ukraine's ongoing military resistance to Putin's brutal invasion. And Sunak is also expected to announce a new package of military support for Ukraine. The UK is the latest stop on Zelensky's tour. He met with Italian Prime Minister in Rome on Saturday, and then with leaders in Berlin and Paris yesterday.
Michelle, thanks. Recession fears are growing this morning as the debt ceiling deadline looms. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol right now, as it will be a week of action in Washington. President Joe Biden is set to meet with top congressional leaders tomorrow to discuss a way to move forward. Now, this meeting was originally set for last Friday, but was postponed. On Sunday, sources close to the matter said that Biden had a productive meeting with the staff over the weekend about the U.S. debt ceiling.
The only thing that can solve our problems now is for Congress to lift the debt limit, which they've done, by the way, 78 times. And in the last administration, they did three times without negotiation.
If a deal is not reached and the U.S. defaults on its debt, it could have a ripple effect on businesses, the housing market, and even job cuts. Economic analysts warn a recession is likely to come sometime during the second half of the year. The U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st.
Some major airlines will begin cutting flights today. United Airlines is reducing its number of routes from airports in New York, which could cause a ripple effect at other airports, including RDU. Delta and American are also planning to drop flights for the summer travel season. And this is all happening because the FAA is facing a shortage of air traffic controllers. 6:09, the time right now, and Ron DeSantis may be getting close to announcing his bid for president. The new developments on the campaign trail as we get closer to 2024. Plus.
Got my stomach first, and I tried blocking it with my arm and my hand.
A teen shares her story after surviving a shark attack. Why she says she's not going to let this change her love of going into the ocean. We take a look at our 7-day forecast. Today's nice and quiet, but cloudy. Tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. We'll have a line of thunderstorms through the afternoon. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and we're waking up to a mix of sun and clouds this morning. You can see gray skies here in Wilson with a temperature of 58 and just a tiny bit of a breeze there. Durham at 65 and Fayetteville at 56, just a little bit of cloud cover there. So we're seeing varying conditions across the area this morning. Our temperatures are feeling mild. We're looking at mid-50s to low 60s, so it feels pretty pleasant as you're stepping out the door. Really nice exercise weather. Our dew point or humidity is on the lower side today, and it'll stay that way for much of the week, minus tomorrow when we'll have that chance of thunderstorms. If you're out and about this afternoon, temperatures will be in the mid-70s. At 7 o'clock, we're still in the mid-70s, so not a big drop in those temperatures. Of course, tomorrow afternoon, we're dealing with some thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 6:13, taking a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Just getting reports of a crash in South Raleigh at 40 eastbound at Gorman Street. We're getting some details about that. Have another update for you in just a few minutes about exactly what's going on out there. Also, still have that crash reported on the northwest side of Raleigh at Glenwood Avenue at Briar Creek Parkway. Not seeing any problems showing up on the sensors, not too far from the 540 interchange. Heading over to Durham, taking a look at those major approaches coming in from Hillsborough, a 1-minute delay on northbound 85 and a similar 1-minute delay on westbound 98 from Highway 50 out to 885. Jeff?
Oh, Brian, thanks for that. We have new information this morning about a shooting that left a person dead in Cumberland County. Investigators with the sheriff's office say they are trying to find a man and a woman and want to ask them some questions concerning that case. 40-year-old Tiffany Hines and 48-year-old Willie Bristol, both of Fayetteville. Deputies responded to a shooting on Tremilla Drive shortly before 12:30 in the morning Sunday, where they found 31-year-old Shaniqua Colvin, also of Fayetteville, dead at that scene. So far, investigators have not said anything about possible charges.
If you have student loans, you'll soon have to start paying them back again. Payments have been suspended since March 2020 because of the COVID-19 emergency. The Education Department says it is preparing to restart those payments now that the emergency has been lifted. A report shows student loan providers will start collecting again in October. This comes as the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan is being challenged in court.
Today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking a big step forward toward announcing a run for president in 2024. NBC News reports DeSantis is moving his political staff into a new base for operations. Because of the cost of that move, DeSantis will need to file candidacy paperwork for federal election officials with them within 15 days. This weekend, DeSantis made a surprise visit to Iowa, a key early state for presidential hopefuls.
A 13-year-old girl continues to recover this morning after surviving a shark attack at a Florida beach. This story of survival happened at Fort Pierce Beach a few days ago. Fort Pierce is on Florida's central coast. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with a preview of an exclusive interview that's coming up on today. Ken, what a brave girl.
Incredible. You know, we can only imagine what was going through her mind facing that predator, the dangers of a potential shark attack. Also looks off our coast, so we have fully aware of how scary a shark attack is. Well, people are calling Ella brave and courageous, and for good reason. She needed 19 stitches after the attack. Here's what happened. Reed says she was sitting in the shallow water near a jetty at Fort Pierce Beach when she suddenly felt a piercing pain in her side. She says she started punching and kicking when what she described as a 5 to 6 foot long bull shark. She fought it off once and it came rushing back at her, but she kept fighting.
Got my stomach first, and I tried blocking it with my arm and my hand, and it kind of just slipped in and got my finger and my arm, and it like swooped around and got my leg again. It didn't really hurt in the first part because like all the adrenaline was just like Yeah, I don't know. We were so shocked.
Yeah, here's another thing that's unbelievable about Ella's story of survival. Here you see her returning to the beach on crutches less than 24 hours after that attack. And coming up, Reed and her mom will be on the Today Show. It's a live interview you'll only see on Today. She'll explain why her love for the ocean runs much deeper than this scary experience. But Renee, again, 19 stitches. She says she's actually proud of those scars.
And she should be. She did what she had to survive, and she's lived to tell about it. But she was in shallow water with her friends, just enjoying the ocean. And then when that all happened, she had to get in a golf cart and then go to her parents' house to get help.
Yeah, fortunately, her mom and brother were nearby and heard her screaming.
Yeah. Whew. Ken, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Happening today, 12 local cities, towns, and counties are working together to make solar energy more accessible and affordable. The coalition is launching a second campaign we first told you about, the Solarize the Triangle initiative last July. Communities raise money through crowdsourcing to make solar cheaper. The coalition is holding an event tonight at Highwire Brewing in Durham from 6 to 8 p.m.
Cleanup efforts continue today in Texas after a tornado tore through the small town of Laguna Heights near Brownsville. At least one person died in the storm early Saturday morning. Crews are working to repair downed power lines and clear debris. The Today Show will have a live report from Laguna Heights this morning as the community tries to recover. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL. Today we will stay dry. Tomorrow is when we could see some unsettled weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to walk us through the start of our work week.
As for tomorrow, we have a WRAL weather alert day. It's a level one risk for severe storms are part of the viewing area. The timeline for everybody will be 3 to 9, and it'll start in the west and slide eastward as we get through the day. The biggest threat will be strong wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour or stronger, and then minor flooding possible, especially out on the roads during the evening commute for tomorrow. This is a look at our severe weather threat. It's mainly along and north of I-85, but it does include parts of Chatham County. You can see the areas there not in included, but we're going to see that line of thunderstorms crossing the entire viewing area. So everybody is at least going to see some blustery winds and some heavy rain with this system. So satellite and radar right now showing a cluster of thunderstorms here across parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. Of course, everything slides eastward ahead of a front for tomorrow. This is a look at today. We're seeing a start with some sun and clouds, and we'll end up with cloudy skies by lunchtime. Late afternoon and evening, there are going to be just a few isolated showers, a few sprinkles, and that will continue into tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning is probably going to feel a little on the damp side. Not everybody's going to see rain, but it's a little bit more likely from the Triangle area northward, starting around the morning commute, lasting up until around lunchtime. And then we see the line of thunderstorms that develops and starts to move into the viewing area around 3. You can see at 5 o'clock it's approaching the I-95 corridor, and by 7 o'clock it's mostly out of here. But we could see another line developing by the time we get to 10 or 11 o'clock, and that could last until midnight or into the early morning hours on Wednesday. This is a look at our futurecast storm energy, where we would have the best chance of seeing any damaging wind. Look at the green colors that show up. That gives us a moderate chance, and that starts at around 3 o'clock, and then you can see how all that slides eastward, and it's out of here by around 7, so that's going to be our timeline. How much rainfall will we see? We added the weekend to this, too. So for Tuesday, as well as what we could see Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at most likely an inch of rain. There could be some spots to the east where we see a bit more than that, but it does look like it may be a fairly wet week for us. For tomorrow, again, we have that WRAL weather alert day with afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Really pretty weather Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Our highs will be in the 70s and our humidity stays low. But wouldn't you know it, right there is the weekend with that chance for some showers. Saturday right now looks like we could have just a stray shower. It doesn't look like a washout, Brian.
Okay, we'll be hanging on your every word all week, Elizabeth. So we take a look at traffic this morning on the south side of Raleigh. This is I-40 out at Gorman Street. They have the camera turned back toward the Lake Wheeler Road area. We have reports of a crash on 40 eastbound right around Gorman Street, but I looked at some more high-resolution sensor data, and I'm seeing some delays on the ramp there. So this may be at the bottom of the ramp from 40 eastbound onto Gorman Street. Not causing big backups, and it's a pretty minor thing. Just want to let you know about it there on the south side of Raleigh. Also, a report of a crash at Glenwood Avenue at Briar Creek Parkway this morning. Not seeing any big backups through that area. And indeed, around the rest of the triangle, our major routes are looking pretty good.
Thanks for that, Brian. We have new data about the number of people trying to cross the southern border after fears of a surge there. The factors playing into why the number of border crossings may be fewer than expected.
And North Carolina is having trouble hiring and keeping people for state jobs. The problems lawmakers have to consider as they work on the new budget.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Taylor Swift fans are singing her praises after a viral video from a weekend show.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday morning. Brian.
Yeah, this video shows Taylor defending a fan from a security guard who appeared to be harassing her mid-song. Listen to this. Bad blood there, you see. The woman who Taylor defended posted a video to social media saying the security guard was kind of giving the group a hard time all night. She says that they all got free tickets for the next night's show.
Well, that is a wonderful little surprise and a return for the show the next night. You pointed it out, Brian, bad blood, this song. Isn't that ironic that she's
singing? Like, how appropriate.
All her fans are like, this is fitting that she's breaking out bad blood when this is all going on. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, yelling at the security guard wasn't a part of the lyrics, but she kind of made it work.
She's got talent.
Yes. Yeah.
Michael J. Fox and his wife, Tracy Pollan, are celebrating the newest addition to the family on Mother's Day. Fox shared a photo of their dog, Blue, on social media yesterday, and the caption read, "Happy Mother's Day, Tracy. Love your new baby, Blue."
Look at that face. So cute. And look at the eyes, too. Blue comes 2 years after Michael J. Fox lost his dog, Gus, April 2021. And Michael J. Fox has written a lot about Gus and how he's helped, been a source of support through all his health struggles, but now they have Blue. And kind of good to hear from Michael J. Fox. I've been wondering how he's doing.
Really nice. Nice gesture there. Love Blue.
A ceremony tonight will celebrate the grand opening of new apartments in Pittsburgh. The Guild apartments are opening tonight at the Mosaic at Chatham Park Development. That's off US 501 north of US 64. A new 12-foot interactive mosaic sculpture will also be unveiled at the ceremony. It all gets started after 4 this afternoon. Tomorrow's a WRL severe weather alert day. You can see we have a level one risk in our north and western counties. I'll walk you through the timeline for storms where you are coming up. And here's a live look at the WRL Azalea Garden and our Century Plant. It is now blooming for the only time in its life. You can see it as it completes its rare bloom, or you can watch from home on the live stream on WRL.com.